Dion Ferris says it best. Sometimes women, you're hopeless, like a penny with a hole in it. Trying to change a man, hopeless. Desperate to get married, hopeless. Rationing out the sex, hopeless. Listening to the good old boys throwing a towel show, a step in the right direction.
Show every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Ron Brown. Yes. Yes. Are we back in the most amazing way? Well, let me introduce you to the new talk. Let's get straight to it. Come on.
We getting that rap money. We getting that rap money. Holla, she get hollering if I lie. Many hard life seen it in my life. We getting that rap money. We getting that rap money.
Now there ain't no way that you can kill a beast dead. I got Middle East women and Middle East bread. I got oil well money in the desert playing golf. Doe J shorts, dashiki with a Louis scarf. Chest cold diamonds make it wanna call. And Dubai, 20 million on a villa loft. And then I step up in the club and then he's up and up. And man, the way I make the people want, sing the hook in Arabic.
La la la, holla in the hollow. In the ball, I ain't in the lotto. We getting that rap money. We getting that rap money. Holla, she get holla in the falla. Many hard life seen in my life. We getting that rap money. We getting that rap money.
Seven-star hotels, Maybach movies, sick, big, knock knee, camel toe. Women walk around while security on camelback. Club on fire now, don't know how to act. Sitting in casinos while I'm gambling with Arafat. Money long, watch me purchase pieces of the almanac. Y'all already know I got the streets buzzing. While I make it bow down, it makes a lot like a Muslim.
La la la, holla in the hollow. In the bad light, in the lotto. We getting that rap money. We getting that rap money. Holla, she get holla in the falla. Many hard life seen in my life. We getting that rap money. We getting that rap money.
See, now I take trips to Baghdad, dummy. Where I use deck chips to count A-Rab money now. I don't need to get fresh, about to grow beard, dope. So much cake, even the money look weird, too. Domestic bread and abroad, I'm trying to eat like Prince Al-Wali, Bin Talal, Al-Saud. They respect the value of my worth in Maui, Malaysia, Iran, and Iraq, Saudi Arabia.
La, 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 holla in the hollow. In the ball, I ain't in the lotto. We getting that rap money. We getting that rap money. Holla, she get holla in the falla. Many hard life seen in my life. We getting that rap money. We getting that rap money.
Yeah, man, it's popping, y'all. The all-new TheGoodOldBoys.net.
Say word. The most anticipated website in the history of the planet Earth. And now it's finally here, yo.
Yeah, man, I got all the latest information on the Good Old Boys Radio Show, Jasmine Love, The Larry P. Show, and that sexy, suave Big Daddy Sway. Play me another one, Big Daddy.
Word. The all-new TheGoodOldBoys.net.
Good Old Boys TV is your visual home for the Good Old Boys Radio Network. You'll find random videos of our personalities and affiliates. And you can find videos of us making our magic or just chilling. So you can get a glimpse of the lifestyle of what it's like to be a good old boy. Get Good Old Boys TV. All you have to do is log on to thegoodoldboys.net and click on the Good Old Boys TV tab.
Coming up, music from Maze and later, music from Brownstone here on the Good Old Boys Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's one in five children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Today might be the day I drop out of school. Today could be the last day I try. My parents alone can't stop me. My friends can't even stop me. But you might be able to.
With United Way, you could tutor me, be my mentor,
or volunteer to just read with me. If someone had helped me earlier, I might not be struggling. And studies prove that kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. There are tons of ways people like you can help kids like me stay in school. And United Way is calling for you to be one of them. Because it takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between me becoming one or the other could be you. Make me a success, not a statistic.
Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
To hear my- back on the Good Old Boys on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. We're talking about people that need to throw in the towel. Now, let's talk about these women. Some of y'all don't like doing things that y'all be asking us to do every time we get to the bedroom. And I don't like that. Y'all need to stop.
Yeah, the funniest thing was when Russell Wilson asked me to do something special. And I almost passed out laughing.
I thought you were about to say gag, too.
No, I did gag in the bathroom. I threw up at the thought. But
gosh,
other than that, that
what was it? Because it could be so many things with you two. I don't know.
Shut up.
Yo, like Eddie Murphy said on Raw, man, he was like, about these women is shy. You know, we at an age when you're an adult female, it's things you should be doing just to keep your man satisfied, period. And they move to your town talking about they shy. They ain't get shy till they got to your town. They was doing other things before they got there. Continue it. I'm sure things will improve. Whatever happened to you in your past, get over the hurdle.
What did Chris Rock say?
What that mouth
when
do?
You look at oh. When you look at them and you look at them like they a Betamax. When they don't want to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they still make you?
How about those chicks that's out there that try to change us?
They're by themselves right now.
Alone a time.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really don't have a problem, that much of a problem with a woman encouraging a man to change.
No. You just, your verbiage says it all. I'm cool with a woman that's cool with, you know. Yeah. Motivating a brother,
right?
But when that's you come totally in different. Trying to change and make me go, 9 times out of 10, if I'm in love with you,
yeah.
I'm going to want to do things just to better myself because I want to make you happy. Look, but when you come forcing the issue, get out of my face.
If it's 1996 and I like wearing Timberlands and army fatigues and t-shirts and wife beaters, that don't come in here trying to tell me I need to put on some khaki pants, some Eastlands, and a button me up. Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to upgrade a person, like why do that?
Why don't date them?
If you have higher expectations and you think you can attain somebody of that status, then go after that type of
person. That's their problem right there. They are low self-esteemers. They don't feel they can get that type of person. That's why they steady trying to change and build a man. That's why they by themselves, yo. They want to blame us for their downfalls, yo.
Want
to
Frankenstein
pray and pray on my downfall.
I don't like Frankenstein.
Yeah, you and I'm me. And ain't nothing, you can't change me. You can make me better.
If I don't want to settle down with you, then I'm not going to settle down with you.
Gentlemen, which brings me to my next point.
Throwing the
chicks
towel.
That haven't gotten married yet and they in their mid-30s.
Let me repeat what I
just
said.
Chicks or
if I don't want to settle down with you, that means I'm not going to settle down with you.
This is when you are the host of an internationally known radio program and you got mad because a woman told you that she's trying to make you like be with her. You have to let her know that on that internationally known radio program.
Who did
right?
that?
You just did.
No, I did not.
Oh, I was like, what?
I did not.
Not I.
I let her know in person.
But you let the world know just now.
I mean, we're friends.
Now, how many of us have them?
Women in their 30s.
That's ridiculous.
If it ain't happened yet, quit trying to force that.
Yeah.
It may not happen. And that's okay. It's okay to not get married, you know. Being married isn't, like, for everybody.
Life
being married isn't the best thing ever.
It doesn't define you, man.
Now, and then you can't sit here and say that just because somebody won't marry you, that doesn't mean that doesn't make you less of a person, man. And that's what I think a lot of these women, they think that.
Put too much pressure on
you. You know, like, I've heard women say, look at her. How somebody married her? And I ain't get married yet. Maybe because you talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
And that's why I'm leaving right now. Right. Catch you on the flip side.
I don't fully agree with this sentiment, and here's why. I don't have a problem with a woman who's in her mid-30s, 35, maybe even 40 years old, giving the man an ultimatum or telling him, it's my goal to be married. So if you're not willing to marry me, I'm going to leave you because that's what I want. Don't you want what you want?
Let me, and again.
That is,
no,
that
come
is
out,
stupid.
Come out. No,
go ahead.
I understand what you're saying. But it's like those women are not what's the word I'm looking for here? They're not rationally thinking about it simply because, oh, well, you're not trying to marry me. No, I'm trying to see if I'm compatible with you. I'm not going to jump into this that and say, yes, I want to get married. I want to be with you. I don't know if we are going to work. Amen. And it's like they're so stupid and they're not looking at the bigger picture. I'm not saying I don't want to be with
because
you. I may not want to settle down right now, but let me see if we're compatible, if we have anything in common to build. These women
I'm
are
not
stupid.
Just
going to
marry you
in there
because
say,
we
yeah,
dated
let's
for
be
six
together.
Weeks.
Get out of my face.
And we like each other.
You're going to forever be by yourself.
For one fast hour. Forward.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of angry, y'all.
Well, then fast forward 2 years. What happens then?
In you 2 leave. Years, if it's either then I can understand the ultimatum at that point saying,
that's
look, we've been dating
about.
For 2 years.
And then
years
you bounce when you don't feel
and
like
yeah,
doing
I'm
that.
Bouncing and, okay, I'm sorry I wasted your time then if we're not compatible.
I'm that's sorry I wasted an hour of your
that's
time.
That's what I'm yeah. talking about.
But I enjoyed myself.
You know,
that's what I'm talking about. Then.
But who knows? It's like women expect us to predict the future. They don't know everything. I don't either. I can't say we're going to be together in a year. I don't know if we're going to be together 2, 5, 10. I don't know if the marriage is going to work. I would love for it to. We can't predict the future. And I think a lot of women just expect some men even do it. But it's a small percentage.
I know women that have been married for over 5 years. And they say, if I could do it all over again, I would have waited. I forced my husband to marry me because I was ready. He wasn't ready.
And he's then, cheating and, on and, her. And it she's made stepping it out on the marriage. And it's just a stupid situation, so? Man. Just because the that's world looking at you and thinking
exactly.
Oh, you should be married.
There's no timetable on this thing.
I can't get married until my look, mama tells me to.
Well, just remember that when the next time somebody... Really?
Right.
Some... Okay.
I'm
somebody owes you money and you have it's the first of the month coming
owing
up.
Owing me money and marrying me is two different things.
Well, here's the similarity. When you need that money and you have a deadline coming up.
Similarity.
I thought he was going to say, here's the simulation.
Here it is, right here. When you got a deadline coming up, you need to get those debt. Matter of fact, the deadline for the Good Old Boys Radio Show Network shows are coming up, and you haven't gotten it yet. Don't you beat down doors and say, give me this product?
No, I just run a replay.
Well, then, no, you beat down the doors and say, give me this product. So if a woman is 40 years old, she's like, look, I'm not going to be young and have eggs forever. I want to be married. So unless you're really ready.
You know what, man? I know.
Well, she should have thought about that when she was dating.
And leave.
She was dating that garbage dude back in the day. She should have thought
right.
about all
and
of that.
And I know a chick that's 40 something, and she had a really good relationship with this guy that I know. That's a cool cat, man. It's like a dude that kind of mentors me. And she tried to pressure that man into marrying her and having kids. And he's like, he got grandkids now.
Oh, so you ain't talking about me then? Okay.
No.
What? I thought he was talking about me for a minute. I was like, oh, no, that ain't me.
So, like, man, he's like, I don't want to do that. And she steadily trying to force him to do that. And he ended up having to break up with her. Now, she lost a good dude.
Well, that's understandable. That's forcing. But my point is... don't feel bad because you have a clear idea. You know exactly what you want, and you won't settle for less.
Yeah, but the thing is, these women, they don't make those intentions known from the jump.
Right. And they tell you a lie, right?
Yes. They're like, okay, I'm cool with whatever you want to do, but then when... You know, you show them that you're serious about your intentions and they don't agree with it, then that's when the head start to blow.
And try to play the games and don't even know the rules.
And what was we talking about on the phone the other night? About how we tell the truth and then they don't want to hear the truth. And then they sit there, we tell them everything they need to know.
We talked about that today.
Me and you talked about that too. Yeah.
All three of us talked about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but men, y'all ain't safe. We gonna get on y'all when we come back, yo.
Yep.
Boys to Men featuring Charlie Wilson. More than you'll ever know. You saying that Charlie Wilson need to stop?
Can no, I like Charlie? Yeah. Uncle Charlie
thriving.
Doing it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I tell Kanye to sit down and shut up sometimes.
Oh, wow.
That's what he said.
Really? Well, Kanye needs a father figure.
He said that to Kanye West? Really?
He said that.
Why is he even talking to Kanye West?
They work together
a lot.
On what?
Bound.
Music.
Bound really? To and on a couple songs off of My Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah.
Man, I'm all out of the loop.
Yes, you are.
He was on All
I didn't
of the
know
Lights
either, man.
Yeah. And a few other songs on that album. Monster.
I didn't recognize his voice.
Wow.
At the very end.
Don't feel bad. I didn't even buy that album.
Well, it's kind of...
That's like his best one. Okay.
I took you for granted and thought that you would understand it, but through it all we managed to make it through tough times. No, I can't imagine not having you by my side. Everything you are and all you do, I'm still in love with you more than you just like the stars in a thousand skies. More than you ever know. Deeper than the place where the ocean floor lies. You're still number one in my eyes. And to this day I still get butterflies. Know that I love you more than you will ever know. Sometimes I watch you sleeping, kiss you and fall in love all over again. In the morning when you're leaving, I start to miss my best friend. You're my better half like a twin. You complete my words when I begin. We don't have to be validated. With love we'll always make it. No, I can't imagine not having you by my side. Everything you are and all you do, I'm still in love with you more than you ever know. Just like the stars in a thousand skies, more than you ever know. Deeper than the place where the ocean floor lies, you're still number one in my eyes. Until this day I still get butterflies. Then I love you more than you will ever know. See, I don't ever wanna be without you. For me, you're one of a kind. You're my everything. Girl, you're my sunshine. Oh, no, you stuck with me. Don't hide me through tough times. So glad that you are mine.
Jasmine Love on the Good Old Boys Radio Network, playing the best in R&B jams and catching up with your favorite artists from yesterday and today.
Anthony David, so what is it like being good friends and being able to work with India Irie?
And you already know how it goes down in the reality check. Jasmine Love is giving you real advice on those issues that mean the most to you.
I do not care how desperate, how lonely, how broke, whatever you are, don't settle for anything.
Jasmine Love has your airwaves on lock right here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
The Larry P. Show, hosted by Doc, featuring Ed Murda, is ignorance at its best on the Good Old Boys Radio Network with Larry P.
You know what I'm saying? Grandma done fell down the stairs, huh? You know what I'm saying? You ain't even trying to help out, man.
Doc.
Y'all might not like my intro. I bet you can't be my ass, though.
And finance and murder.
I completely am all right with the gun rights and owning a gun because, you know, I'm about that life.
Check it out every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
And murder, I'll dome you up right now.
Okay.
Grab some watermelon in the salt shaker and pull up a chair. You're listening to the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Begin by finding a comfortable, relaxed position. Let out whatever stress is in your body. It could be from the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library, or when you thought chaperoning the school dance meant actually dancing in the school dance. Whatever it is, let it go. The fire you started with that experimental dinner, let it go. The time you drove away from the gas pump with the gas pump, let it go. Three, very relaxed. Two, there you go. One.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
I can't tell you why Doctor Who is such a popular TV show, but I can tell you why you're a virgin. You watch Doctor Who. More reasons for involuntary virginity coming up after Brownstones. I can't tell you why.
Sometimes I wonder what I would do without you in my life. At night I wake up and all I see is your face.
This broadcast is a copyrighted program produced entirely by the Good Old Boys Radio Network and parent company Water Cooter Industries, LLP. Any redistribution or reproduction of part or all of the contents of this program in any form without the express written permission by the Good Old Boys Radio Network is prohibited. For more information, log on to thegoodoldboys.net.
Need more good old boys in your life? Well, don't worry. We've got you covered.
Introducing Good Old Podcast. It's the best place to find the story behind the story or just to enjoy classic segments from shows again and again. You'll also find fresh material that discusses an array of topics, including sports, music, love, life, and more. Just log on to thegoodoldboys.net and click on podcast to discover a brand new world of Good Old Boys entertainment.
From the city to the sticks, you're listening to the Good Old Boys on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you to today's graduation ceremony. Students, when you hear the reason or reasons for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Once you've exited, remove your cap and gown and proceed into the unknown. Too tired. Family trip. Part-time job. Helping around the house. Sick day. Starting the holidays early. Just because.
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Just the little things you do.
Back on the Good Old Boys on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. Throw in the towel edition of the program. The Mario Washington, Q Kiddles, Black Trump, and Grand Wiz. Now, we got on the ladies. Now we're going to get on these dudes.
Man. Pause.
I would like Jerry Buss to throw in the towel.
He's dead.
Yes. Oh, damn. Yes, he did. I mean, his son,
Jim.
Jim Buss throwing the towel. Dog. My bad. Sorry about that.
Damn, I'm dog. Sorry. You were the worst.
I'm sorry. That wasn't on purpose. I meant Jim Buss. Throw in the towel so your fine daughter can take over.
Fine.
And run the
Jerry
Lakers.
Is dead.
Jim, whatever the son, the stupid one is
that's
ruining
his
the
sister.
Lakers. What? See, now you got
just stop. You need to throw in a towel on this. What you
now you
got to
be confused.
Radio announcers, Grand Wiz throws in a towel.
Whoever the man is that runs the Lakers, whose last Jim name is Buss, he should throw in the towel because he isn't good. Let his sister take over because she looks better and she has a better
idea
of what she's doing.
She looks awful.
She doesn't look bad. I texted you one time saying she looks good. What are you talking about?
And I didn't agree.
Yes, you did. Because we talked about how her and Sarah Palin look good.
No, Sarah Palin is bad.
Just stupid.
Yeah.
Men.
All right. If you 40 and it just hasn't happened for you.
What yet, hasn't happened?
You dip the dunk into the donut.
Oh. Woo.
First of all, I'd be questioning whether or not it works. Because if you haven't done it in 40 years, maybe there's something
if you've
wrong.
Never done it in 40 years of life, then you,
you must
to
look like
towel.
A.C. Green.
Walk around with grapefruits in his pants.
How could A.C. Green do that?
I don't even know, man.
Hey, being around magic.
Then and Michael Thompson.
So I thought yeah. You were saying Michael
what?
Cooper.
If no, Michael Cooper probably ain't been getting
Michael if Cooper with them long socks on was getting some.
Those long socks. Like and that time. Yeah,
nah, Magic and Michael hey. Thompson was getting it in, boy.
But yeah. if
I hope that Michael wasn't with Magic when he was.
Or when Kareem was yeah. dating Pam Grier.
But he ain't snap. Wanted to smash, though.
Yeah, right.
He wanted boy. To marry her.
Oh, see, that's brilliant. But if I was Magic's teammate back then, I would kind of be afraid to have sex, too. After what happened to him, I can understand how A.C. Green was afraid to have
A.C. Green. See,
they didn't know that back right. then. He didn't acquire
A.C.
that
Green
later.
Went through the whole like hot the twilight of the of Showtime and didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That takes some guts, boy.
Yeah, because he had work. That ugly Jerry curl on his head.
And just knowing like the different cities and how the game was back then.
Did
man.
Anybody watch that abstinence is the best policy video in middle school sex ed class with A.C. Green on it?
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I'm from Allendale.
You walked up.
They don't have TVs in Allendale.
No, we got TVs, but we have a lot of teen sex going on.
Sex in the auditorium.
Damn, Roseanne little pad, yeah. Yo.
She looked like she looked 620 years old.
Throw in the towel. She need to throw in the towel.
If you have sex with Roseanne, your body part probably says, hey, just throw in the towel.
Oh,
on me.
Man.
Well, for a 40-year-old virgin, she might be the perfect jump off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It can happen, man. After 40 years, it
can
happen.
It can't happen.
Yes, it can.
It won't happen. I'll tell you what you can do. Buy him a prostitute.
No, because that's terrible. I would not want to lose.
You would be nervous about all of that and just getting something and. I don't know.
I seen an episode of Real Sex where they took a dude to like Amsterdam to like brothel or something for his first time.
Well, see, those are nice you. Escorts. Those aren't prostitutes.
I wonder how a prostitute feels when when their customer
is a virgin.
Sucks in bed.
They don't care. They getting paid.
I don't think money is enough.
Sex is a job.
Nah,
I don't
bro.
Care. Money isn't enough.
I'll tell you, they're just fine with it.
Yes. They'd be happy with it probably.
Forget
especially
that.
If they quit.
Yep.
Because then you got paid $100 for 5 minutes of work.
Exactly.
Oh, nah, but nah, you got to put the time in. It's not about just getting
nope,
you.
You sure don't. Don't ask me how I know so well. Just know I know.
Because you've done it.
They do not care as long as they get that cash.
It's similar to like if you go to like a massage, you know, parlor or something, you know, you pay for 45 minutes. You know, if you knock out in five, then, you know, re-up, you know, eat your power pellets or whatever, and you know, you got the rest of your time in.
Yeah, you come out the bathroom, you come out the bathroom, and the prostitute and the customer that didn't, you know, live up to expectations are just sitting there talking while the prostitute is massaging the guy's
Yeah, there was an episode of what's that movie? What's that TV show? The Cat House on HBO.
That Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, with the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. That's what. Yeah, that joint. And there was a dude on there that was a virgin.
Wow.
And he wanted to lose his virginity.
You know, those are some classy women on that show, though. Yeah. Some of them, anyway.
I'll holla at them. Well, I ain't paying them, but I'll holla at them.
I'll tell you the problem with trying to buy your virgin friend a prostitute. You go through all that trouble, and then you find out that he already had sex in a radio station, and you don't need to buy him a prostitute anymore. And you just wasted all your time. Oh. So that's that. That was that was a deep inside joke.
40-year-old rappers.
So we talking about, like, because if that's the case, Jay-Z needs to stop, right?
No.
Jay-Z like 42.
But who puts that? Why you want to put the limit on him? You got the Temptations who are still doing their thing forever before they started dying.
That's what I was about to say. Why do we tell people, oh, you're 30 now, you can't rap?
You're no longer relevant.
What if you didn't make it yet and you 40?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think if that's all that you're doing or trying to do, like, Jay-Z makes money so many different ways. I mean,
and he's still actually good at rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but there are people who haven't gotten on yet.
But when you say on, man, who cares if you got a big commercial deal or something like that? If you still got relevant albums and you got a fan base, you can tour and make money.
I mean, if you're doing shows in the same hole in the wall club and trying to promote it on Facebook whenever you release a video, then yeah, you probably need to throw in the towel.
Yo, I met a 75-year-old rapper.
Making you some money.
I forgot his name. He came to Raleigh.
75 and rapping?
Yeah, he came to the Beacon Theater in Raleigh. I forgot his name a couple months ago. He was 75 years old, and he was really on stage rapping. I mean, rapping hard.
Mm. About what?
About life and guns and stuff. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. I forgot his name. I wish I remembered it. That way it would be more respectful.
75 years old.
Yeah, 75.
About guns?
The dude that said pants on the ground?
No. He came to the Beacon Theater about 2 months ago.
All right, if you like 40 years old and you out here wearing baggy jeans.
Oh, please stop. R.
And do-rags and stuff.
R. Kelly?
Nah, but like, and you like out here thugging it out and you like 40. It's time to stop, right? You need to throw in the towel, right?
Well, that's like telling a triple OG dude to stop, you know, banging or whatever. That's
if
you're
40 and
you've
been banging your whole life, you probably ain't 40.
Well,
you probably in the crowd somewhere.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, some cats is lucky and punks. You know, like they say they've been doing things, just living the life. You know, fronting for the younger cats, and it's just, you know, it's just sometimes you just can't change, man, because of the culture you grew up in, and you just, not saying you stupid, but you just kind of, if you hadn't been outside of your county lines, you stuck.
Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
All right. Well, these cats that we're gonna close the show with, they should have stopped a long time ago.
Before we go, Stevie Wonder, throw in the towel on those braids, brother.
Oh, boy, yeah. Yes. How you bald and got dreads?
Please.
At the same damn time.
On those dreads.
See, he definitely has a testimony for the previous show. He doesn't have good friends.
Because they ain't told him that he needed to drop that junk, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, because Stevie don't know any better. We can't talk trash about
Stevie. Nah, Stevie know. It ain't nothing wrong with Stevie feelings. He can put his hand there. He know that hairline been moving back for the last 10, 15 years.
Somebody need to tell him, look, bro.
It ain't looking good.
It's going to get to a point where he's got his full head of hair, but it looks like a rat tail. All the way to the back. Gosh. That's not good, man.
But,
just cut it.
These cats right here, they repping our home base, Charlotte.
I just found out the other day that Little Richard was gay.
Oh, God.
For real? Yeah.
What? He waited until it was completely silent at the end of the show to say the most obvious thing. Guess what? I just found out the sun is hot, too.
Dang, yo.
And then he did it when it was completely solid. But
it was dead.
Had nothing to do with what we talking about.
Serious. Wow.
All out of far left field.
Wow. Yeah, God, Captain Obvious says, okay. but Casey and JoJo, they had released a song, like, recently. And that joke was real bad. I could knock it off or something like that. You heard it?
No.
Oh, it was bad. Oh, it was bad.
Man.
I heard about it. Yeah, I heard about it.
But they're also currently working on an album with Jodeci, and Timbaland is helming it. But there's a video of Dalvin falling off a stage.
Again?
Oh, nah, if they make an album, it'll be totally engineered. They will not be doing any touring or anything. It'll be engineered. Yeah, they might be able to pull that off.
But Dalvin like fell a long way down off the stage.
He was the last one that to fall, because the other
Yeah, he said, "I get back up this joint." But KC and JoJo, last night's letter, and we'll see you on the radio next week.
We out this funky thing. Devontae Swain.